Jesus is risen.
Hallelujah.
Slightly pathetic. Jesus is risen.
Hallelujah.
Much better. Much better. Now you're more in the mood. Imagine what it was like for those women. They weren't going, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Great morning. Hallelujah. They were terrified. They were afraid. They were sad. They were devastated. They were everything that you and I have felt when someone we love has died. And died in a horrible manner. Not the way many of the people we know have died, but crucified. Their teacher, their friend, the person they loved and followed, the person that they left everything for to follow. I don't know if we can truly comprehend what that is like. I don't know about you. Maybe you have left everything, literally, to follow someone, some belief. But it's a rare thing in our day and age. But these women, these people had done that. And there they were, off to the tomb, to make sure that Jesus lay where they expected him to be, to make sure the rites were done properly, and to spill their grief. And it was the first day of the week. The sun was coming up. And I'm sure at least once in your life, if not today, you've been up at dawn. And you know that special feeling just before the sun rises, when there's a bit of a glow in the sky, and it's soft and lovely. That's the time that they went to the tomb. And unlike our dawns, the sun didn't just come above the horizon, but there was a great earthquake, and an angel appeared. How many of you have experienced that at dawn? Okay, I'm not seeing many hands.
No?
Okay. So, the angel came and descended and sat on the stone. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards who were on guard outside the tomb, so Jesus' body was not stolen, were so afraid that they became like dead men. They fell down, prostrated themselves in fear. The women probably stood there and went, "What?" And the angel spoke to them. And he gave them some instructions. First of all, do not be afraid. Highly unlikely in that moment. But he knows, the angel says, "I know who you're looking for. You're looking for Jesus. So I know that you are looking. Come, see. Then go quickly, and then tell the disciples." All of it happened very quickly, very fast. And the women left quickly. Would you hang around? I wouldn't. I'd be out of there. And I would be indeed in fear and great joy, because they had been reminded that Jesus said he was going to come back to them, to us. That is what Jesus had promised, and this angel, who they clearly were not expecting, reminds them of that truth. And so in fear and great joy, they run off to tell their friends. Now, I don't know if you've had the experience of witnessing something so amazing you could hardly believe it, and you were afraid to tell anyone because you thought they wouldn't believe you. It is an amazing place to stand between the fear of people rejecting you for what you've seen and heard and experienced, and the joy in which you had in having that moment. But in truth, isn't that where we live our lives? Almost all the time, between fear and great joy. We love our children. We care for our children. We want them to grow up as the best possible people they can be. There is great joy in our children, and we are terrified. We are afraid of the world that we've brought them into. We are afraid that they won't be okay. We are afraid that we won't be good parents or godparents or aunts or uncles or grandparents. fear and great joy. It follows us from birth all the way through our life to our death. At the beginning of Lent, we had a service called Ash Wednesday. And some people gathered here and other places in Christian churches to be marked with the sign of the ashes. Ashes that are made from palm branches from the year before that are dried and burned into ashes. And when we mark people with the ashes, we say, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." It's a solemn moment. And every year, as people come forward, it's a very moving moment. We're all reminded of our mortality. We're all reminded that we're not here forever. We're all reminded that we came from dust, and our bodies will go back to dust. And last night, and today, in the sacrament of baptism, we are washed with water. When we take the water and put it on our foreheads, we are remembering that we are Christ's own forever. We did that last night, too, here at night. And we had not done that before. And John and I had the privilege of doing that last night. And it was the opposite of Ash Wednesday. People came forward, and everyone came forward, and everyone was smiling, as were we. Hard not to sprinkle people in the face at the time. It was kind of exciting. But it was wonderful. It was a joyful moment because we remembered that we belong to something bigger than ourselves. Even if you can't really get your mind around God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit, we're all here, I think, because we know there's something bigger than us. Something drew us here today. And that's the waters of baptism that reminds us that we are marked as Christ's own forever. And so we stand today on the side of new life, but having been through death. It alters our perspective this day on our own identity. I know for Sean and for Henry, this was a big moment. And it probably happened so fast that you're wondering if it even happened at all. And I know that there are nerves and excitement and fear and joy in standing before your community and professing your faith. No matter what age you are, no matter where you've been in life, no matter what you have done. And every one of us here today said that we would support them. It reminds us this day that that's what it's about. All of us stand between fear and great joy. All of us have the opportunity to smile into another's eyes, to hug them, to walk with them on the journey, to be Christ incarnate here and now, this day. And so may your Easter bring you great joy, more joy than fear. But it's good to remember that there is the fear, because even in moments of great joy, we need to remember that there are others standing beside us who are in the opposite place. And when we are in great fear, the hardest thing to remember is that there are those in great joy. So take away from today what you will, but hopefully take away some of that joy, some of the emphatic, "Alleluia, Christ is risen," and live into new life, marked by the sign of the cross. Amen.